of football. You guys get tired of hearing it. They stay the same. You got to stop the run. You got to get after the quarterback before he throws the ball. That's it. That's the bottom line. So for us on defense, you know, we know our assignments. We'll get that job done. Then we just got to play with, you know, that fury, that fire and that passion, and everything will work out.
The ice coach said a couple of times, we need to play above the X's and O's. What does that mean?
That means, in my opinion, it means making the play that's there. You know what I mean? Not going outside of the defense to do too much, but if you know that you're capable of making a play, you got to go for it. You know, sometimes you got to take risks, you got to take chances, and you got to be able to make the play that's going to change the outcome of the game. That's it.
Is that you know, sometimes there's a fear of making mistakes. You know, I mean, you want to do your assignment and make mistakes. That's
there has been that here before in the past. I think the coaching staff has done a good job of reiterating to us that, you know, just go out there, play free, play fast. And if you know your assignment and you can explain why you did or didn't do something, that they'll trust us. They believe in us as veterans, as starters, as anybody who steps on that field to go out there and try to do something that's going to help this team win.
You've seen some of that in the first seven games? A little bit of maybe guys worrying
too much? Not as much as it has been before, but I think anytime you have this many guys who are just acclimating to a system, they may be a little bit unsure. They may be, you know what I mean, a little hitch in their giddy up, as they say. Bottom line is we're a group. We're assembled. We're here. We got each other's backs. It's time for us to get it done.
It's true. Your first year, you always want to make a good impression. You don't want to, you know.
And this is all. Coughlin's always had, you know, a tight ship. It's been a strict organization in terms of, you know, dress code and, you know, punctuality and all that kind of stuff. So I think some of that kind of spills onto the field. But, you know, we've done a lot of things in terms of trying to make sure everybody knows that they can just play free, let it loose, and go play.